step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
I have been waiting for this day.
Wait.
We have been waiting.
Wait. I'll give you a thumbs up. I don't know. I'll give you a thumbs up. Okay, we should be live.
I have been waiting for this day. We have been waiting for this day. We have been waiting for a bunch of like-minded individuals across the country to get together and to push back against this administration. We are currently live in Chicago for the No Kings protest. I will say, this protest is so massive that the connection might be a little bit choppy. That's not on our end. We are doing everything we can to fix the connection, but we are here live for you all. I want you to drop a like, spam some blue hearts, show them the protest, turn around, and check this out. I want to make a key point. This protest is way bigger than whatever the hell Trump is currently doing in D.C. Trump is currently in D.C. with military tanks. Look at this dude on the bike right here. Tanks for nothing. False flag day. We should play a game of who has the best sign, because I saw some banger signs earlier. But how is everybody doing? Welcome to the stream. How you doing, sir? You want to chat with us for a second?
You can try.
Yeah.
I didn't plan on it.
What brought you out here today?
I'm always out protesting.
Yeah? On No King's Day in particular, what message do you have for the Trump administration?
Isn't it obvious?
Tanks for nothing?
That sounds good.
Stop mobilizing the military for no reason?
Well, it's a pretty expensive price tag.
Yeah.
Next time, charge it to the billionaires.
Yeah.
Would be nice, but he's not going to do that.
Doge.
So that's right. Tanks for nothing.
Tanks for nothing. Doge was supposed to cut waste, fraud, and abuse. Now they're spending money. Doge, remember with Elon Musk? But now they're spending money on tanks.
Well, Doge didn't have anything to do with this particular event.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Musk is already pretty much kicked out.
Yeah.
Unless they kick him back in.
Thank you for being out here, sir. Appreciate that. Are we good? Here's the thing. Trump is mobilizing a bunch of tanks, the National Guard, the Marines, at the cost of taxpayer dollars. Meanwhile, Elon Musk is claiming to save all of this money. How are you going to spend $200 million on a masturbatory military parade when the military parade has no end goal? What does that say on the back? GD Vance? Goddamn Vance. We're going to move a little bit closer into the protests, everybody. What's up? You're live too? We're going to watch. We're going to walk a little bit closer to the protests. We're live. You want to chat?
I don't know. I'm not good at that.
Okay, here.
Oh, baby. So, keep up what you're doing.
Yeah, of course.
I'm old and I follow you.
Thanks for being out here. You don't look a day over 30.
Oh, baby.
Okay, so as we walk into this crowd, the connection might break up a bit, but we're going to continue. We are out here for No Kings. All right. There are a few key things that I want to talk to you guys about. Are we good on bitrate? Okay. There are a few key things that I wanted to talk to you guys about. First of all, over the past week, we have seen this escalatory cycle from the Trump administration. And I'm going to be talking about that a lot throughout this protest as we move into the crowd. But this escalatory cycle was created solely by Donald Trump. Governor Newsom has pointed this out. All of the Democratic politicians have pointed this out. There were small scattered protests in LA in response to ICE going into majority Latino neighborhoods and doing reckless and brazen deportations. Undertrained ICE agents began to flood majority Latino in its nature. And off the back of that, we have protests start. Protests in Los Angeles. So the Trump administration decides to escalate even further. In a coordinated way, they go on Twitter. They go on Fox News. They go on Newsmax. They go everywhere and begin to say, we are going to quell these protests, arrest protesters. They were saying no masks. They were saying the state is being lit on fire. So what were once small protests then escalate due to the Trump administration. The Trump administration intentionally uses escalatory rhetoric. Then the protests in the streets get bigger and bigger. What does the Trump administration decide to do? De-escalate? Be a leader? No. They say we're going to mobilize the National Guard and then the Marines against the explicit objection of Governor Gavin Newsom and Mayor Karen Bass. So, against the explicit objection, the National Guard was mobilized. The Marines were then mobilized. What do you think this does? Do you think this quells protests? No. It has the opposite effect. It continues to escalate. People get more riled up. The reason why this protest is so massive today, and trust me, we're going to walk through it and go talk to people. We're just getting started. The reason why this is so massive is because of Donald Trump's handling of this. It's because he said in the Oval Office, protests will be met with force, so people are like, oh shit, we're going to go out there and protest then. Have you guys ever heard of the Streisand effect? Barbara Streisand was one time trying to hide the address of her house. She had her PR company remove the address from all across the internet. But then what happened is that created its own PR cycle, where then people started tweeting, this is Barbara Streisand's house. So the Streisand effect essentially means when you try to hide something online, when you try to tone something down, it will blow up in your face and become viral. Trump tried to quell these protests, but in the process, he brought more and more attention to them. Let's read some of these signs. Can you focus on some of them? I see, make America a democracy again. You are an immigrant too. I don't like war. Boo war. Solid. We reject authoritarianism. I'm the daughter of a tax-paying immigrant, not a criminal. Go grab people.
I'm gonna take you.
Sweet. We see today they come for people who look like me. Tomorrow they will come for you. Look at that one. And fuck your birthday.
Wanna talk to us?
When cruelty becomes normal, compassion looks radical.
Miley Cyrus lied. The party is in the USA.
Someone just had a sign that says, Miley Cyrus is lying. The party is not in the USA. German soldiers were also following orders. Very, very well said. You want to talk to us? People keep pointing at us like, we know you. And then I'm like, come talk to us. Okay, one more time to lay the groundwork. We are in Chicago at the No Kings protest. It is massive here. There are a lot of people here. So if the connection begins to be blurry, that's due to the amount of people on the bandwidth. But I'm going to ask people what brought them out here. Do you want to talk to us? Nobody. We're going to ask people what brought them out here today. Okay, the crowd is going crazy right now. Let's play a game of I Spy the Signs. We got one that just says, let's see. In 1776, defying a king is what made Americans. That is very, very true. La migra, la policia. Fuck King Chaos. Which one's your favorite so far, guys? Prime examples. We're not just saying this is a platitude. Here's some examples of overreach. When Donald Trump gets into office and begins suing universities, law firms, he begins Williams leader, who was solid. Sorry, I don't mean to make you cry even more thinking about that. But I think that seeing the awareness about happened. She said Trump would get rolled by Putin. He's gotten rolled by Vladimir Putin. She said that he's going to be reckless and chaotic. Very true. The tariffs will backfire on us. That worked. At least he ended all wars across the planet. Oh, no, wait. That didn't happen at all, did it? So, I want to go back a little bit to about women's right to choose. It almost seems like with these regressive policies, it doesn't seem like we will go back to the 60s where people are dying disproportionately. Is that a fear that you have?
Yes.
And how do you think we should message around that as a party when it comes to abortion or the right to choose? Just tell people that, hey, we live in America,
yes,
and freedom is what you need.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And freedom leads to a better life, better lived experiences. Yeah.
I'm just so angry. I just can't even speak.
Well, thank you
but
so much for being
so
here.
Much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest.
Awesome.
And enjoy.
Actually, I was in the 2017 Women's March.
Oh, you were there?
And crocheted a pink hat.
Ooh.
And I was there. So this is the second one.
Now you're back. You're better than ever.
Yes.
And enjoy the rest of your Chicago
thank
trip.
You.
Yeah, of course. Guys, we're moving away from the crowd. All right, what were we talking about? Here's the broad point. I'm going to try to say this for the third time. Sorry. A lot of people are here for similar reasons regarding No Kings, regarding Donald Trump's overreach. But I think we can basically summarize everything by just thinking about the checks and balances in our governments and just zooming out a little bit. When you think of checks and balances that are supposed to stop the president, you think of courts that are supposed to sue, or at least, you know, put temporary restraining orders, whatever the hell. You have courts, you have universities, you have the media, you have law firms. All of these different entities act as a check on the executive branch. Now, what we've seen Trump do is intentionally erode every single one of these checks. His first week in office, he began to fire inspectors general en masse. Multiple inspectors general were fired, and then after that, Elon Musk's corruption ramped up. That is a prime example of a king using his authority to get his friends rich. After that, people were deported with no due process, and the Trump admin just didn't listen to a Supreme Court order. A Supreme Court order said, dude, you got to facilitate the return of Abrego Garcia, and now they have, a few months back, now they have, but they didn't. They flaunted that Supreme Court ruling. What about the law firms? The Trump admin targeted multiple law firms, and I believe 6 law firms caved and began to do pro bono work for the admin, on behalf of the admin. That means the law firms that are supposed to be representing, you know, the people, or at least pushing back against the admin, are working for the admin because they're scared. All right. What if we want to talk about universities? I believe it started with Columbia, and then after Columbia was attacked, Trump began to directly attack Harvard in an insanely, insanely brazen manner, just on the world stage, lunging at Harvard over and over. And then after that, you want to talk to us? How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing well. I love the hat.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I want to ask, first of all, what's your name?
My name is Brad.
Brad, thank you for being out here today.
Of course.
When you think about the past 6 months, what issues are most important to you? Like, what's on the top of your mind lately?
Of course, democracy, our self-preservation, freedoms amongst our people.
Yep. And when you talk about freedom, it feels like we're getting freedoms eroded at every corner. It feels like there are reckless deportations happening. It feels like protesters are being quelled. When it comes to freedom, what do you want to see? Where do you want to see our country go after the Trump era? Like, do you want to see us bounce back to, I guess, what's your vision for after this?
I mean, of course, anything away from this would be better. It's a totally repressive regime right now. Just the way that Trump is forcing his own will upon the people, at least he tries to. No, it's not acceptable. So it's nice to see this turn out here today. Way more people than I expected. But to answer your question, I want to see things go back to normal and even better for America.
Maybe a country where we can have rational political disagreements, where there are no nicknames being thrown around, people aren't being assassinated. Did you hear about the Minnesota representative that was assassinated? A lot of this feels downstream from the apocalyptic rhetoric we hear from the admin, right?
Absolutely. I mean, of course, it'd be nice to have discourse, be able to talk calmly with one another without having to resort to violence. I mean, that's what democracy is all about.
I was just talking to someone. Kamala was kind of right about everything. She warned about the tariffs. She warned about Putin. She warned about the deportations. She was right about everything. What's been the most surprising part of the Trump admin so far for you?
Surprising part is the fact that he's getting away with all the stuff that he's doing. I mean, this is crazy.
What'd you think about the Elon blow-up?
Couldn't happen soon enough to two better people.
Yeah. I can't believe Elon is already kind of backtracking and defending him. He's like, you know, he may be a pedophile. He may be on the Epstein list, but he's still my buddy already. He's like, no.
I mean, I don't know. They're both big crybabies. Of course, he's backpedaling. They need each other to an extent, but I wouldn't miss either one, to be honest with you.
They do need each other, for sure. Trump needs the money that Elon has, and Elon needs the power that Trump has. And that's why we're out here, to show that, like, yo, kings shouldn't be allowed in this country. Whether it's Elon Musk running the executive branch or Donald Trump doing it, they shouldn't be allowed. So you said some of the most important issues to you were democracy, freedom. What have you thought about these, what have you been thinking about these deportations lately?
Of course, deportations at times are required, but there should be due process involved. You can't just snatch people and kidnap them, take them to black sites without any kind of due process. So it's horrible. It's horrible.
Yeah, that's the line that we have to thread, because conservatives, whenever I do a debate, they're always like, oh, you just want zero deportations? You love criminals, don't you? And I'm saying, no, it's a nuanced view. If somebody has committed repeated crimes, you can deport them. We have done that forever. But there's a difference between doing that and plucking people out, deporting them, or chasing people down who are already following the proper processes. That's what pisses me off. When there's somebody 2 weeks away from a court date and they still get deported in this reckless-ass manner, that upsets me. But, yeah, I mean, like, as Democrats, or I don't want to say what you are, but, like, as people who are obviously on the left, we're okay with the fundamental idea of deporting somebody who's committed a repeated amount of crimes.
Right? 100%. I mean, we want to get rid of the bad people, but let's keep the good people. There's who knows how many immigrants here, I'm sure hundreds of thousands, that are here legally, that are contributing to society, that actually provide the backbone of our society. I mean, a lot of Americans aren't going to do the hard labor that some of these immigrants are, so we need them as well.
We absolutely do, and Trump is beginning to realize that. He sent out this post like 24 hours ago. It said, I just got a call from our great farmers. Many of our great farmers are worried that we're removing some of their best labor. Maybe we shouldn't be removing some of their best labor. It's like, dude, we've been telling you this entire time that these deportations will backfire. So what would be your message to any Americans who are feeling a little bit, things have been grim lately?
I would say to Americans, keep the faith alive. There's a ton of people out here today, as there are across the country. The more we're out there protesting, making our voices heard, the more chances we have to turn this thing around and go in the right direction.
Absolutely. A bunch of like-minded people all across the country getting together to protest the same thing, and that is no kings, no executive overreach. Thank you so much, man. Great job.
Nice,
I appreciate
you.
It. Nice to meet you. Hell yeah.
You follow me?
And
I appreciate what you're doing.
You want to talk to us?
No.
I know you got a lot to say.
I'll fumble over it.
It'll be chill. It'll be chill. Act like the camera's not there.
No, I get it.
If you don't want.
Thank you.
What about you?
Keep up the good work.
I appreciate that, man. What's
up? I just wanted to say hi. My name is Joshua. Your name's Adam, right?
Yeah.
Are you Pally?
I'm live right now.
Oh, okay.
But I work with them.
Yeah, okay.
You wanna talk to us on stream?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah,
yo, nice to meet you.
Appreciate your work.
Let's continue. You wanna chat?
Stop supplying Ukraine with weapons.
Yep.
What?
Thank you for bringing that sign. No more.
Stop U.S. NATO imperialist war on Russia. I disagree with you, sir. Can we chat about this?
Sure.
You think the U.S. is waging war on Russia, or is Russia waging war on Ukraine? Which one's more likely?
The U.S. is waging war on Russia.
How so? We haven't attacked Russia. Russia is the one that unilaterally launched this invasion.
The U.S. is the country that's mainly responsible for the overthrow of the democratically elected prime minister or president of Ukraine in 2014.
I'm pretty sure the Euromaidan protests happened naturally, and Yanukovych fled naturally.
Well, that's not true at all.
Now, Yanukovych absolutely fled in 2014.
There was a popular movement, pro-Western movement, among Western Ukrainians against the president. Correct.
Yep.
The ultra-right, though, the fascists in Ukraine, they were the tip of the spear. They're the ones that drove the president out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the CIA, Victoria Nuland, and the State Department, were primarily responsible for funding that opposition.
A phone call between Victoria Nuland and other people doesn't mean there was a coup. But can I just ask, this is respectful.
No,
too,
a coup is the overthrow of a democratically elected politician.
So let me ask you, if I were to concede that it was a coup, do you think that... let me say, is Russia... You think they're justified invading Ukraine?
This is
Russia justified? That's the question. Is Russia justified? This shouldn't be hard. Not be hard.
Yes, they were justified.
You think they were justified in invading their next-door neighbor? Trump would be justified invading Canada?
Let me ask you a question, you're doing a lot of talking.
Yeah.
In 2008, George Bush, against all advice, said that Ukraine and Georgia should be in NATO. And since 2008, the U.S., the CIA, the State Department have been working towards those ends. So the CIA has been very active in Ukraine. Politicians like Lindsey Graham, McCain went over there, and they supported the coup, and they supported Ukrainians attacking other Ukrainians in the east who wanted autonomy.
How does a country get accepted into NATO?
The second thing, just after the invasion, remember, in 2022, the invasion was in February. In March 22, there were negotiations in Ankara, Turkey, to end the war. Ukraine the war and came to an agreement with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Boris Johnson goes over to Kiev and tells him to scrap that. Don't do it. We will supply you with weapons. You can win this. You can win this. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians are dead. The country's being destroyed. Millions have left
Please,
the country.
Let me say.
This is the responsibility of the U.S.
Please.
Biden. Let me
no,
just
no,
say,
no,
let
no.
Me just
do not virtue signal about Ukrainians being dead when you just said Russia was justified in invading Ukraine.
Biden,
NATO is a defensive
Biden,
force.
Biden,
NATO
Biden.
Is a defensive force. Thank you for talking, sir.
A defensive force.
NATO. Okay, wait.
What
country has NATO invaded?
NATO is a defensive force.
Name one country they've invaded.
Well, Libya for a start.
NATO has not invaded Libya.
Libya attacked.
NATO has not
NATO
invaded Libya.
NATO attacked Bosnia
okay.
and Serbia.
Let me ask you a question.
You don't know what you're
okay.
talking about.
Okay. Let's go over here.
You're a typical. I have to say, he is a typical liberal Democrat.
He just said that Russia is justified. I mean, he can't name one invasion that NATO's done.
They're looking for a fight. Both
of
them are looking for a fight.
That's insane. Okay, let's keep going. Here's the thing. NATO is a defensive alliance where countries can agree to join. This dude is framing NATO as if it's this, you know, imperialist force that takes over countries. Ukraine wanted to join NATO because of Russian aggression on their border. In 2008, as he said, Putin invaded Georgia. In 2014, Putin invaded Crimea. In 2022, Putin invaded Russia. After all of these invasions,
we should be unified against.
After all of these things, you're saying that Russia's justified, bro. Get the fuck out of here. These people are insane. We've got pro-Russia people at our pro-democracy protest. They need to be expelled. But to continue, stop right there. Let me just go back a second. NATO is a defensive alliance. The idea that NATO is out there trying to take over countries is insane. The reason why many countries in Europe are gravitating towards NATO is because of the threat that Vladimir Putin poses on that border. So when this guy is saying that NATO is going around trying to take over countries and NATO is, you know, provoking people, that's not true. Vladimir Putin is the one with imperialist ambitions. We were just talking to a pro-Russia guy, so we were just... Vladimir Putin is the one with imperialist ambitions, and Ukraine is waging a purely self-defensive war. Okay, to move on, let's go talk to some more pro-democracy people. Thank you all for being here. Hey, this is our territory. No news reporting in our territory. They didn't care. Nobody responded. Check out... Can you lift that up and check out the massive...
I'm trying to check.
Okay, let's go over here. Yo, go... Hayden, try to pull up more people.
Yeah.
That was fun, though. Okay, guys. Yeah. Okay, a few things. First of all, if you're watching the stream, make sure to drop a like. Make sure to drop some blue hearts. If you see the screen get laggy for a second, it is very likely a function of the amount of people here. There are thousands of people here connected to the data, connected to this area. Is like, we're just losing bit rate, but we should be good. We should be good overall. Be aggressive. Okay, to continue. Can you guys believe that only 1 week ago, Elon Musk was calling Donald Trump essentially a pedophile on the Epstein's list, and a week later, they're friends. What's up? Let's talk. We're live on YouTube.
Oh, great.
There's the camera.
Hi.
First of all, can I get your guys' names?
My name is Nan Sack.
Nan?
Like Sack of potatoes.
Mary Condon.
Mary. Okay, Nan and Mary.
Yes.
What I want to know, we're live right now again. Yes. So, do you live in Chicago?
We live in Elmhurst, but my daughter teaches.
Don't give anything away. Okay. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I want to know what brought you out here to this No Kings protest. What issue is most important to you?
Human rights and the way they're treating the migrants.
How have you seen the Trump admin disgracing human rights?
You know, they have taken away due process for migrants, and they're being very violent.
Yep.
And they're also saying that everybody who's a migrant is a criminal, and they're not. They're hardworking people. And here in the city, they've been here for 30 years, and they pay taxes, and they work. And he's demonizing them when they're wonderful people, and they're the backbone of our society.
And here's the part that bothers me. A lot of people are 1 or 2 weeks away from a court hearing. And what the Trump admin does is they find people who are following the proper processes, following the procedures, and they still recklessly deport them. Can I ask you, what biggest issues have been on your mind lately?
Immigration is, I agree with that. And there's so many things, countless things that would take all day to go through because there are hundreds of reasons.
I was trying to summarize it in the best way possible earlier, and I was saying, when we say no kings, we mean we don't want executive overreach. We don't want the executive branch pushing back against courts, universities, law firms, the media.
And taking away all the research labs in the universities.
Exactly.
You know, I went to U of I and there was a phenomenal lab for environmental, it was for farming. And they had to shut it down. All of the different aid that we have for people. Our farmers gave a lot to USAID.
Yep.
And now their crops are going to go unused. There's so many things that are being happening. All our federal workers who are they're not political. And now scientists and professors, they're all on leave or they've gone to other countries because they need to practice, you know, they need to do what they need to do.
And with USAID, you have Elon Musk relentlessly undermining it.
Yes.
The thing is, people won't realize the consequences of cutting USAID in, like, the next week or so in the same way that they recognize gas prices going up. This is something that happens long term. So we need to be talking about this a lot.
Yes.
Can I ask you, what do you think about the overall cruelty we seem to see in society? It's almost like a lot of Trump supporters begin to absorb his worst features and then are, like, demeaning immigrants and making fun. How do we return to a nice...
But otherwise, we just got
recognizing people on our side and saying that we're all crazy or we're all like mean, average, like we're the average people. We're just like, we just want happiness. We want everyone to be happy, immigrants to live a good life. And here's like the thread that we can walk. if somebody is committing crimes and they're doing terrible things, there are processes that you can deport them with.
Yes.
But you don't do this.
Right.
That's the problem.
You know what? We're going to go meet my daughter.
Everybody is turning out today. Yo, we have 25,000 people watching. I just want to say thank you all for being here. Make sure you drop a like. We have been killing it with the live streams lately. And let's play a game of I Spy the Sign. Tell me which sign you guys like the best.
I see you, man. I follow you.
I appreciate that, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for being out here, man. Okay, I see. I see Jews say, fuck fascism.
Say, I love what you do.
Appreciate that.
Watch it all the time, and I never like anything, but we like your channel.
Thank you. I appreciate that more than you know.
Thank you for sharing your channel with other folks.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for being out here, man. A lot of amazing, amazing people. See, this is like, this is what democracy truly looks like. Let's walk this way a bit. Don't let me repeat myself, says history. Okay. I was trying to say something earlier, but then I got derailed. I think that, Oh, I was trying to say, isn't it crazy that only a week ago, Elon Musk was Donald Trump, the National Guard. But every day there's a new, most important story. Holy shit, we haven't even gone down here. This might be a good street saw. How is everybody doing? I'm going to check chat and see how everyone's feeling. But, oh shit, we lost connection for a second. We're good. Okay, sorry guys. Sometimes when we get in the really crowded areas, all of the phones and the signals start to mess up our signal, so we should be good now. But let's keep walking over here. There's a... Guys, this protest is bigger than you think. It wraps all the way around the building. And then I think there are also an extra 1,000 people walking somewhere a few highways over, or a few streets over. Let's check chat. 23,000 people watching live. Holy absolute shit. What city is this in? We are in Chicago. Oh, let me do a reintroduction since we have a lot of people joining for the first time. We are currently at the No Kings protest in Chicago. The protest is massive. It wraps all the way around. We walked away for just a second so we can get more Wi-Fi connection, but we're out here for a few reasons. First of all, over the past week, we've seen Donald Trump use escalatory force in Los Angeles with the Marines, with the National Guard, and doing so intentionally. When you sic the National Guard on protests that are already controlled, and then you have all of your, you know, attack dogs go on Fox News, you have Tom Homan, Kristi Noem, everybody go on Fox News and say, we're going to arrest you, we're going to arrest you. It turns into an escalatory pattern, where after these protests get a little bit bigger, Trump mobilizes the National Guard, says that we will arrest anybody. It's just insane. So we're out here to show. We're out here to show what's happening. So apparently we had over 30,000 people watching live, and then the connection dropped. Let's try to get back up to 25K. All that I ask from you is to continue to drop a like, spam some blue hearts. We're going to go do some more interviews. But as I said, once we start to get to the crowded areas, usually there's a little bit of cross connection, if you know what I mean. I also just want to say, very quickly, this morning, two Democratic senators were shot, and one was killed. This is incredibly, incredibly tragic, and I think it's perfectly indicative of where we're heading as a country. Now, I want to be nuanced about this, because the investigation is still ongoing, but I feel like you can safely assume that when somebody targets two Democratic lawmakers, they're doing it for political reasons. And when somebody begins to enact violence for political reasons like this, in such a direct way, like showing up in a cop uniform, then what happened? I think you can directly connect it to the top-down escalatory rhetoric from Donald Trump. Donald Trump has demonized us, said the media is the enemy of this country. Didn't they have a CPAC billboard that said, we are domestic terrorists? Didn't that actually happen? At CPAC a few years ago, there was a banner that said, we are domestic terrorists. So when one Democratic lawmaker is shot... Sorry, let me pull this up. Wait, whoa! We have a breaking news update. Guys, we've been getting set up for the live stream for the past hour or so, so I'm going to read some breaking news updates that I have not yet read. Manhunt underway after Minnesota Democratic House leader killed in a politically motivated attack, as I was just saying. They found in the suspect's car a manifesto identifying many lawmakers and other officials. Whoa. 70 different targets were on this manifesto, and no King's protest flyers were found in the Minnesota shooting's suspect's car. One more time. That is insane. To continue, the Minnesota State Patrol posted a photo from inside his car with a bunch of flyers that said, No Kings. Officials are asking the public not to attend the demonstrations in that specific state of Minnesota due to the manhunts that are currently ongoing. Oh, hell yeah. How you doing, sir? Can I read your flags?
Sure.
I see resist fascism, fight oligarchy. What does the other one say? Resist.
Amazing. Just simply resist. Oppose and resist.
Can't get any more simple than that. That's the message that we need to be spreading.
An old white man saying no to Donald Trump.
An old white man saying no.
Older.
I wouldn't say that you're old. I would say you don't look a day over 40, in my opinion.
Oh, thank you.
What would you say to other older white men in the country? What would you say to other older white men who are fascinated by Donald Trump?
Get real. Get off your ass. Say no to Donald Trump. Believe what you see that is in front of your eyes. Quit denying what's going on. Be for the country. Be for the Constitution.
Why do you think other like white dudes are so attracted to what Trump says?
I haven't been able to figure that out. I guess because it's kind of like a cult. My family has a brother that's in Scientology. It's like a cult thing.
Yeah.
They don't know that they're in the cult. They just want to believe. And some they see themselves in Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And that's the scary part. A lot of people see themselves in Donald Trump and no.
Are your arms getting tired at all?
By me?
Are your arms sore at all from holding these?
Not at all. These are nice and light.
I mean, for democracy, who cares about some sore arms?
Right.
I want to ask you, what issues are at the top of your mind? Over the past 6 months, what's really been on the top of your mind?
The moral corruption of our government.
The moral corruption.
The chaos, criminality, and the moral corruption of Donald Trump, his enablers, and our government. Unbelievable.
And the worst part is, it feels like some of the moral corruption is being swept under the rug. Like, how can Trump take a $400 million jet from Qatar, and Elon Musk can also enrich himself in the same week, and the vast majority of Americans don't even understand this corruption's happening? What's been the scariest breaking of the moral code you've seen thus far? Is it deportations with no due process, or...?
Probably due process, and just ignoring the Constitution and the judiciary. All cult issues.
That goes beyond moral code. That's just illegal. Like, what they're doing with these deportations and then refusing to listen to the Supreme Court with the facilitation back is just straight up illegal. What message would you have to say to Americans that feel like things are grim right now?
Stay positive. Don't take the bait. Be peaceful. And just say no to Donald Trump.
Just say no to Donald Trump. He doesn't like when people say no to him, though. Like, look at Governor Gavin Newsom. Governor Gavin Newsom said, no, we don't need the National Guard. He said, we're still mobilizing it.
Donald will find out Tuesday. The National Guard will be gone Tuesday.
Yep.
Unless he appeals to the Supreme Court, but they'll rule against him too.
Yep.
They'll be gone. It takes time. Democracy's slow, but it takes time.
That's the scary part is when the Trump admin moves at this breakneck speed and the courts move in sort of a reactionary way, they oftentimes don't have the enforcement mechanism to stop the admin from doing these things. So with the National Guard in Los Angeles, I read the ruling and it said, that Trump broke the procedures because he didn't even notify Governor Newsom. This dude didn't even notify the governor of the state before sending out the memorandum. Now, they put a stay on it so that the National Guard isn't whipped back and forth, but he's going to lose.
The judiciary moves slowly, takes time. They'll rule against him Tuesday.
Thank you for being out here, sir. I don't want to hold you for too long.
Thank you much.
Yep, have a great day. Let's continue. All right. That was a great, great chat. And I really liked what he was saying about the judiciary being kind of trampled on by Donald Trump, because we see that time and time again. And I could go down my speech how Trump is trampling on schools, the media, everything. But let's talk about the judiciary for 1 second, because we've seen a pattern, even before Trump was president for the second time, where he attacks, straight up attacks judges over and over. Yo, what's up? Doing well. We're live right now on YouTube. We've got like 20,000 people watching, which is crazy. Yeah. What are your names?
I'm Vince.
Jose.
Vince. What brought you out here today?
I just came to support the people, my people. Yeah, we just came to support, see what's up.
Yeah. How do you feel when you see these crazy videos online of like, kind of like reckless deportations?
It's sad.
Yeah.
I can't say anything but sad. It's really sad. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad knowing that could be somebody we know one day, somebody close to us.
Yeah, it's incredibly sad because, like, the thing is, Trump is doing it to people who are trying to go through the proper processes. Yeah, exactly. They'll be, like, 1 week away from a court date, and the Trump admin will begin to, like, kind of target them. So, like, what message would you have for people out there who are feeling kind of hopeless right now?
Keep praying. Keep God near you. It only gets better.
What about you?
I'd say at some point it's going to get better. You know, everybody's out here supporting each other. I feel like it's going to affect some in some type of way. You know, everybody's going to see it. Hopefully, you know, it works out for everybody in some type of way.
Do you think that young people, like a lot of young people really like Trump right now. Do you think young people over the next few years will begin to open their eyes and be like, yo, the deportations are a little bit too far. Elon Musk might be a little bit crazy. Do you think people will start to realize?
Yeah, hell yeah. Right now everybody's just trying to follow the wave that's popping right now. They're just trying to build onto that.
Yeah.
Not knowing really what's up.
And like, it was cool culturally to support Trump if you're a young dude. You see him at the UFC matches or whatever, Joe Rogan. So I could see why the cultural shift happened, but it needs to shift back. Any final thoughts?
Keep your head up, you know, pray. Keep God near you.
Yo, thank you guys. Stay out here. Thanks for being out here, man. Yeah. All right. Let's continue going this way. Amazing seeing everybody on this live stream. I love all you guys. I apologize for not being able to check chat as much as I would like to, but I think it's important for me to stay present in the moment. What's up? You want to talk? You want to talk? So one more time, we are live in Chicago in Daly Plaza for the people asking where we are. We're currently in Daly Plaza. There's a few different protests going on in Chicago. We have protesters wrapping around this entire building. Maybe we'll do a walkthrough at some point. But even beyond that, there's another crowd walking a few streets over. And then even beyond that, there's another protest happening about 30 minutes away in Chicago. So all across Chicago, we have people mobilizing. And yo, there's a lot of diversity in the crowd in the sense of age. And in the sense of, I mean, like, I see a lot of young people here. And diversity of age is really, really good because a lot of times young voters can feel disengaged or disenfranchised or don't want to turn out or post a lot online but then don't turn out to vote. But we are seeing people mobilized right now, and I just want to say thank you all for being here. Thank you all so much for being here. And yo, I want to read a few more of these breaking news updates. Thank you. We're live right now. Do you want to chat or? Anything. Trump, I know you got some opinions. First of all, let me read your... Let me read your shirt, first of all.
Guys, you want to start?
1776, we the people resist with the Trump hair and the tie. Oh, no, you're not supposed to say that one at the bottom.
No, the bottom, it doesn't mean assassination.
I know, I'm joking. Remove.
I don't want nobody to die. I just want them kicked the hell out.
Nobody wants any violence. That's a thing.
Yeah,
except...
When they say that they're being threatened, they impose violence right away.
Exactly.
And they can say it, and we say it, it's... Call out the National Guards.
And then look what happens. After Trump, like, demonizes us, right. We have his supporters shooting Democratic... Did you see that story?
Yeah, I see that.
So...
On the way in, I see... Yeah, in Minnesota,
Minnesota.
Can you see how that's like downstream from what Trump? Like Trump is using this insane rhetoric.
Well, this is all he's doing. Yeah. Hitler did the same thing. Mussolini. Yeah.
Do you even think the protests would be this big if Trump didn't act like a jackass over the past week and say, like, we're mobilizing the National Guard?
No, we're tired of his shit.
Yeah.
Period. You know what I mean? Sooner or later, people are just going to, you know, the bomb's going to go off, and it's going off right now.
Metaphorically.
Yeah, and what's going on now, little by little, it might lead to a civil war. You never know, or it's going to get, because they like to get violent, man. You're going to get a lot of people that on the left that are going to be pissed off and fed up. Not the far left.
Yeah.
The middle left, they're going to get...
try to venture into this crowd a little bit, but if it begins to break up, we'll just interview over here. But yo, the crowd is massive. We can almost do like a little loop around. I need to interview this dog over here. Amazing. Amazing stuff. We have an insane amount of people watching, guys. I love all of you. You are all the best. Yeah, so... we've done a lot of these live streams. Let me run you guys down the history. Our first live stream that we did, walking around, was about a year ago at the DNC. It was also in Chicago. It was August 14th, maybe? I think the DNC was on August 14th or something of last year. So, in doing so, we built up this sort of flow where we walk around, we interview people, and we have these fun-ass live streams. Then we built on that, and we did that in D.C., was anyone there for the Capitol stream when we talked to Jasmine Crockett? We were just walking around the Capitol building. Then we did one in the Smithsonian, and now we're at the point where we are just protesting and doing this as much as we can. Or sorry, live streaming and doing this as much as we can. Live streaming at the protests. I wish you could get up there and like...
oh, I can't.
Do you want to? You need help? That's it right there. Can we stand right here? You good? Sorry. This is amazing. Look at how massive the crowd is, too. Yeah, this is just one corner of it, guys. So, this... crowd that you see, can you zoom in through that glass right there? I wonder if that's even possible. You could see through the glass almost that the protest wraps all the way around here. And keep in mind, this is just one city.
I just want to tell you, you're with Midas Touch.
Yeah.
I subscribe. I love you guys.
Thank you so much. The Midas Mighty. Thank you so much. Oh, really? You're a veteran? You want to talk to us? Do you want to talk? Do you want to talk to us? Give us 1 second. We're just getting a... look at how amazing the crowd is. I'm going to hop down. You can stay up here almost and sit down. But... how you doing?
Hi, good.
You're okay with being on camera, right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine, yeah.
So, first of all, what's your name?
Julie.
Julie. And you said that you're a veteran.
I am.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Where did you serve? You were just telling me a second ago.
Yeah, I was in a Navy nurse corps during the de-escalation of Vietnam. So I was stationed overseas in Taiwan, stationed in San Diego on Great Lakes.
How do you feel about the Trump admin's treating of our veterans thus far?
Appalled, shocked. I just retired from a VA hospital in Chicago 5 years ago, and I have friends that are still working there. They're either going to take early retirement or leave because they don't feel that they feel their job is in jeopardy. I have fellow veteran friends who are worried about their health care and what kind of benefits and if they'll be able to receive health care in the future. So I'm just, like I said, appalled, saddened.
How do you feel about Republicans trying to be the party of veterans when the current president, did you see what he posted on Memorial Day? It was like, happy Memorial Day to all you crazy lunatics. And then he repeatedly demeans our veterans. How do you prove that Democrats care and Republicans are the party that seem to have apathy?
How do you prove that?
How do you describe or prove that, you know, one party seems to support veterans, one doesn't?
Well, I've always felt the Democratic Party has been supporters of regular working class people, and somehow that whole perception flipped. It was the Republicans that always supported the wealthy, and they weren't really supporting human rights, rights for veterans. And so I don't understand how the whole concept of the parties has flipped.
And it's crazy that the person who flipped that concept was a billionaire playboy businessman. He somehow convinced the American people that he was on their side. I want to move over a little bit to Elon Musk. How have you felt about his entry and then exit in the administration?
Well, I'm really concerned about my Medicare and my Social Security, as a lot of my friends are. I'm going to be 76 years old. And I, for one thing, Elon Musk was not elected. He just went in as a special assistant and, like I said, was not elected. And then he had a bunch of people that were not qualified to be looking into personal records and making random slashes to many programs, dissolving departments, affecting CDC, veterans, FEMA, multiple programs, getting rid of scientists and experts in the field. I'm really concerned about our health care, our personal health care, again, veterans' benefits, housing for people, job opportunities. So I felt that Elon Musk was not qualified. He was never elected. And the people he hired, who are still trying to look into our personal data, such as Social Security and Medicare, they're not qualified to do that. It's not really legal.
It must be insane, as someone who is a nurse and is a veteran, watching not only the VA be cut, watching veterans get trampled on, but then also, like you said, our scientific research, our healthcare. As someone who is a veteran, can I ask you, what message would you have to the Republicans who are currently cutting Medicaid and hurting veterans? What would be your message? You can think about it, too.
The Republicans, I'm really saddened and surprised and shocked that they're not more that they're more concerned about their position of power, remaining elected, their concern for making money, and totally disregarding like the benefits and health care of just regular Americans. And they need to stand up and speak up, like Adam Kissinger has done, like Liz Cheney has done, people like that who have a spine and really care about democracy and the Constitution.
Very, very well said. I want to ask one more question. How have you felt about the lack of due process, the stripping of due process lately?
I don't understand how it can be allowed to happen. The Supreme Court, it seems like they're weighing on the side of Trump more so than what's really rule of law. And we have to follow rule of law and due process. Oh, we're not a democracy. We're not America. And this country is lost.
Very well said. Can you explain to young people like me what the risk of taking Medicaid away is? Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security seems to be a risk. Can you explain what are the consequences?
Well, a lot of people worked really hard. I worked from age 13 to 70 years old. And we earned those benefits. Handed to us by the government. There was money taken out of the checks towards the Social Security, and the Social Security and Medicare funds have been mismanaged, so now they're in jeopardy of not having money for future generations like you. And so I feel that it's just a travesty, you know, that they're trying to get rid of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be unemployed, no housing, no benefits, no access to health care. So it's really a dire situation.
When it comes to Medicaid, that's going to affect tens of millions of Americans of all ages, people who need, you know, assistance with food or assistance with other things. It's definitely going to be interesting to see, and it's terrifying, it's horrifying. Thank you so much for chatting.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. And stay safe out here.
Okay, thank you.
Cool. Let's keep pushing.
We know your Midas Touch.
But look up Adam Mockler on YouTube. Adam, you're live right now, by the way. But look up Adam Mockler, M-O-C-K-L-E-R.
Can we take a picture?
Yeah, of course, of course. Here, I'll take it. Beautiful.
Thank
amazing.
Thank you for the work you do.
I appreciate that.
How's it going in Chicago?
It's amazing. You know, good vibes. Everybody's very friendly. We got in an argument earlier with a pro-Russia guy. Some guy was pro-Russia, but we beat his ass when we walked off, so don't worry.
Good job.
We didn't actually beat his ass. Yeah, but thank you guys for being here. It's been great. Enjoy yourselves.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
Good.
How you doing? You want to chat real quick?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Sandor.
Sandor. Let me know what issues are, like, most important to you right now.
Trans rights, human rights, a lot of rights issues. ICE is terrible.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, it would be kind of cool if the economy, you know, functioned and people actually, like, got pretty much any money from people who are rolling around in just copious amounts of dough and have nowhere to do with it.
Maybe if due process was still kind of
a thing.
That
would be chill.
Maybe it would be cool.
It would be pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah. So I want to talk to you about, let's start with trans rights. That's one that we haven't hit so far. We've been talking a lot about immigration and stuff. How do you view the attack on trans rights happening under this
advent? It's scapegoating. I mean, these people have nothing better to do. It's just gooner economics, man. Like, seriously.
You want to know what I always say? What? You know Sarah McBride, the representative? We have one transgender congresswoman. Her name is Sarah McBride. Out of 435 representatives, there's one transgender congresswoman. Republicans decided to target her and introduce a bill just about her in bathrooms. So then it becomes this national story, right? Where the average person watching Fox News at night is then thinking about Sarah McBride in bathrooms in Congress. And it's a perfect microcosm because it shows how one person just trying to live their life gets blown up into a national story. Is that the scapegoating you were talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it's also the fact that, like, I'm trans and we're, like, less than 1% of the world population. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
Like,
one time I asked a Trump supporter, what percent of the population do you think is trans? And they said 20%. And that's actually almost like a pro-trans argument because you're looping back around to thinking that 1 in 5 people are trans. That means they pass so well. I don't know. It was crazy. Let's talk a little bit about the deportations. How have you felt about that lately?
It's awful. It's terrible. I'm more distanced from that, obviously. I'm white.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's one of these things that you can't stick your head in the sand about it.
Yeah.
It's a lack of due process. It's awful. It's not what this country stands for. And even if you have no morals whatsoever, it will crack the back of the economy along with the tariffs. God, there's so much. I mean, this guy, the thing about Trump is, like, he didn't even pass his SATs. They had to cheat on it for him. He knows nothing about economics. And he's an idiot with way too much power.
The thing is, we could sit here and list every single thing that Trump has done that's immoral thus far, and we'd still probably forget, like, Elon Musk just calling him a pedophile a week ago. There's just so much shit.
It's so much.
It's flooding the zone. But, yo, thank you so much for chatting. I really appreciate that. And thanks for being out here. These are some great conversations. You know what's especially uniquely nice? Is that if you've been following my channel for a bit, I've been to like 50 different Trump rallies. We go there, we debate them. We go there, we do all of that. And this is This is the first time in a bit I felt comfortable at an event because people are like-minded. I feel fine at the Trump events because I'm a white dude, whatever, whatever. But the thing is, there's always a little bit of tension because I'm going to a crowd of people and openly, like, saying liberal things. But if you would like to help support not only the travel to Trump rallies, but the travel on the ground here and the live streams that we do, I have a few asks. Drop a like. You can subscribe to the channel below. You can join memberships below to help our travel, to help us on a daily basis push back against Trump. And listen, we're building a network right now. We are building a network. Look at this poster right here. So drop a like, become a member for exclusive content. Can we record this real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Elon was wearing thin, said Trump. I asked him to leave. I took away his EV mandate that forced everyone to buy electric cars that nobody else wanted, that he knew was good for months, and he just went crazy. Oh, what about this one? The easiest way to save money in our budget, billions and billions of dollars, is to terminate Elon's governmental subsidies and contracts. I was always surprised at Biden. What did Elon do to him to piss him off this much?
Oh, well, they got into a Twitter fight. It started with the big, beautiful bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, I think the EV stuff, you know, the EV subsidies are being taken out of the big, beautiful bill, and the deficit's exploding. So Elon got on X, as Elon does, and he's, I forget what the exact words were, but he's, you know, he started...
Here's the real story.
Yes. He started attacking the big, beautiful bill. It turned into, you know, the Twitter fight of the century between, you know, Musk and Trump.
Was anyone accused of being a pedophile during this Twitter fight?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I think Elon's big, big, super cool move was, oh, yeah, Trump's in the Epstein files. He's been in the Epstein files the whole time. I forget the exact quotes, which is why I'm not, you know, trying to say
it. It was, here's the huge story.
Yeah.
At Real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That's why they won't release them. have a good day, DJT, or something like that.
Something like that, yes. And then I think he was trying to apologize this week and get back in.
Here's the thing. Have you heard that over 40 different regulatory investigations into Elon Musk's companies were paused or put on hold because of Trump firing these inspectors generals? So now it's kind of like being... like shooting yourself in the foot, right? Uh-huh. Because now Trump is saying, why don't we just terminate all of these governmental subsidies and contracts?
Yeah, I think it was, what, the SEC? A whole bunch of other agencies where, you know, the Doge kids showed up and they're like, this is shutting down. And, of course, I think it was Carolyn Leavitt who said something like, and I never remember the exact quotes, you know, oh, Elon will take care of his own conflicts of interest, which is, of course, complete nonsense. It's like the kind of thing where it's like, you know, oh, yeah, the guys in the ski masks at the bank will take care of, you know, any kind of fiduciary whatevers. It's like letting the fox guard the chicken coop.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what's been most concerning to you over the past 6 months or so?
I gotta pick one?
You don't have to pick one, but I want to know, over the past 6 months, like, anything that has been really uniquely terrifying.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of the whole let's send the U.S. citizens to El Salvador without a trial. That's a big one. There's a lot of the blatant corruption, you know, where they manhandled Alex Padilla, Senator Padilla, the other day. It's just like, I'm sure I could come up with more, but it's like you turn on the television and there's some more, you know, there's some new outrage like, oh, the U.S. Marines need to put down a protest that the LAPD have well in hand. Or
exactly. And the main point you made there is when you were like, am I supposed to choose one?
Yeah.
Because I was just saying, we could sit here for an hour and list off every single thing that's happened, and I probably would have forgotten the whole Alex Padilla thing, because there's just so much damn stuff.
Well, I have a more damning indictment, you know, for your viewers. Can you name one good thing Trump has done in these last few months? Good luck.
Kicked Elon Musk out of the admin?
Yeah, okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, but that's kind of like, he cleaned up his own mess. And, you know, and even at that point, it's like, it's still wrapped in the stench of failure, because I think he was quoted as something like, was Doge bullshit this whole time?
You're not giving him credit for ending every single global war on day one. Oh, wait a minute.
Negotiating with Israel to try to make a deal, and that Israel killed all the negotiators? So now there's another war? Like, what?
Does Netanyahu know that Trump is president? Because I thought that nothing would happen if Trump were president, you know?
I mean, Netanyahu definitely knows.
I
don't like either of them, but my money is on Netanyahu in a battle of wits.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, this new war is directly off the back of Trump's incompetence and him pulling us out of the Iran nuclear deal. When Iran continue escalating their nuclear capabilities, and that led to this.
Yeah, it's not great. And of course, it's like, well, now how are we supposed to make a deal? Because our ally killed all their negotiators. So how is this supposed to work?
Even if we were on the verge of a deal, Trump would find a way to fuck it up. So I wouldn't be too many deals. 90 deals in 90 days amounted to zero whatsoever.
Yeah, well, you know what they say, taco.
Trump always chickens out. Thank you for chatting, man.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for hopping on stream. Let's continue. Okay. We're going to go play a game of I Spy the Sign, then we're going to go taunt some police officers. I'm just joking. We're not going to taunt any police officers. What does this say?
Hands off.
Hands off. Hell yeah. With a heart.
She's reversible.
You know what's interesting? I've been to a bunch of different Trump rallies because I debate the people there.
Yeah.
And the people there are always talking about how we need to deport everybody. Everybody needs to, like, get out of our country if they're brown. But everybody here is, like, hearts. I love people. We love, yeah. It's just a huge dichotomy to draw. Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
You're on camera right now, so it's fine. What main issue brought you out here? What's the top issue in your mind this past 6 months?
Watching our democratic republic fall apart and be stolen, and the complacency.
one-sided. They're very much looking at both sides of the story and open to conversations. And I believe a lot of people are open to conversations, but we were never taught as children to discuss sex, politics, religion, or death.
Yep.
So we don't know how to do that, and we're stuck in this impasse.
You know, even beyond the publicly funded, like, NPR that's being stripped, all of these news attacked by the Trump admin. So you saw ABC let Terry Moran go. Did you hear about that?
I did not.
Time those guys are shaking your head, let me know and I'll take care of them for you.
That way. All right. Our data just tanked.
Okay. That way?
That way.
Yeah. No, it dropped us to 15K. Yeah, we're all good. Yo, Victor's supposed to be hitting ingest on the back end. Hopefully he is.
I just fixed it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, no, we're good. We're good. Yay, we're back. Guys, sorry. Sometimes the crowd hurts it. But we've got an editor on the back end doing amazing work. Shout out to Victor, everybody, if you can hear me. Shout out to Hayden as the producer and cameraman Nate. Oh, yo, what's up, brother?
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
Good to see you. It took me so long.
We just got back live. Yo, Nate. We just had 20,000, 30,000 people watching, but then we lost connection and it dropped to 15. But by dropped, we're still pulling an insane amount of numbers. I love everybody here. We're with Chris Mowry. I'm mic'd up too, so if you want to introduce yourself.
What's up, everybody? My name is Chris Mowry. You might have seen me on the channel. Been posting a little bit on this channel with Adam. You guys have shown so much support to my channel and this channel, which means the world. I'm a little bit out of breath, a little sweaty. Took me a minute to find my way, but glad to be here. I was watching the stream for a bit. You guys are killing it.
If Hell
you
yeah.
like the stream, share it out to a friend. It goes such a long way. We appreciate you. And man, it is packed out here, dude.
Everyone's very, very excited to see you, but one person did say, Harry!
Harry!
that's not Harry,
I'm
guys.
I'm Chris. It's okay. Every white guy looks the same.
We're all basically
it's
the
all,
same
yeah,
person.
It's all,
yeah,
there's like 100 of me if you go straight that way.
Yeah, very. No, a lot of people are saying Chris Mowry rocks. We love you, Chris. Dude. Massive crowd.
Yeah, thanks for the love, guys. The crowd is, like, it is truly insane out here.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
What does this one say? I had diarrhea all week.
Oh, that's not good.
Why did someone fucking comment
that? Make sure you're drinking water. The crowd is insane, though. I knew it was going to be crazy, but it's really, really great out here. If you are going out, wherever you are, I'm from Atlanta. I was born in Georgia, so I assume in Georgia right now it's a lot hotter. So if you're out maybe somewhere in the South, thank you so much. Or the West Coast, wherever you are, make sure you're drinking water if it's hot. If it's not hot, drink water anyways. Bring what you need, mask up, etc. It's been a good day.
I've been yapping for like an hour, so what brought you out here? What's most important to you when you think of No Kings?
Yeah, listen, like, obviously there's quite a few topics that I'm really passionate about being from Georgia, like the abortion topic I've become very passionate about. Half our counties don't have OBGYNs, a lot of women struggling to get basic access to healthcare. I think right now in particular, especially the last few weeks with what we've seen with due process, I've become incredibly passionate about the fact that Trump is ignoring judges, you know, hyper-politicizing our judicial branch, expanding executive authority. And I think it's that one issue that most Americans don't realize how bad it is, but it's really bad. It's really bad the way we're, like, hyper-politicizing three-letter agencies like the DOJ, the EPA, the CDC, etc. We're ignoring judges. It's not how our Constitution was designed. And this expansion of executive authority is really scary. So I think that's really the main reason I came out here, which was, in the name, No Kings. You know, that's that we're not... the executive should not have this much power.
And dude, this morning only reaffirmed that why we need to come out here, and it pissed me off even more. Because when I saw that two Democratic lawmakers in Minnesota were shot, one was assassinated. Her and her husband were assassinated. They were not murdered, as people were saying it. They were assassinated for political reasons. That only reaffirmed that we need protests across the country with like-minded people coming out here to be peaceful. To be peaceful and patriotic. Peacefully and patriotically let your voices be heard. That's what Trump said on January 6th. But but here's the thing. When I see that, I can attribute that to a top-down, escalatory pattern of rhetoric from the President of the United States. He demonizes us, calls the enemy of the people, demonizes the three-letter agencies over and over and over. So, yeah, no shit, easily radicalized, impressionable people are going to see that and think they need to kill their local Democratic lawmakers.
Right, exactly. No, I 100% agree. And, yeah, the news out of Minnesota, I haven't gotten to read much today, but really, really tragic, really sad, terrible. I'm wishing well to all the families and the lawmakers that were affected. Do we have any more information on that currently? Are we returning?
Yeah, we're turning. So the crowd's behind us.
Do we have any more information?
I do have information, and it's actually insane. So in this car, really quickly, just to back up, this morning in Minnesota, two Democratic lawmakers were shot at their own homes because somebody dressed up as a police officer went to their door, killed one Democratic lawmaker in Minnesota, killed her husband as well. The other one, I believe, is still in surgery or just got out of surgery. Let me read the updates. Breaking news. Over 70 different names were found in a manifesto in his car, along with No Kings flyers.
Wow.
He had flyers for the No Kings protest scattered out throughout his car. People are thinking that he was going to go. People still think he might go, and they're telling people in Minnesota to be careful. Bullet very nearly missed Hoffman's heart.
Wow.
We learned 5 minutes ago.
That is crazy.
His
That is so sad.
Yvette Hoffman saved her daughter's life. Hoffman's daughter, who was in her mid-20s, was at home with her parents at the time of the shooting. Yvette threw herself on top of her daughter, saving people from being injured.
Holy shit.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, man. Seriously.
The family says they are hopeful. This is insane.
Wait, that is so... Holy shit. Yeah. That, dude... That, like, brings, like... That is... Wow. That is so sad. Okay. Well...
You know, we've got a sign right there. I don't know if these people are just chilling. So it says, "Leave my neighbors alone." And this is one of the best signs I think I've seen so far. It's just so simple and like poignant. Is that the word? It's very poignant. Leave my neighbors alone.
Look at you using big fancy words.
Yeah.
Out there. There's been a lot of really great signs, like really good signs out here. Saw a lot of stuff about bone spurs, which I thought was great. You know, as Trump talks, as he holds his military parade today.
The only throne for Trump.
I like that.
Hey, keep doing what you're doing. I'm subscribed. I follow you. You've got this middle-aged veteran supporting you.
I appreciate that more than you know.
Hey,
thank you so much.
You want to talk to us real quick? We're on the last year.
I was an elected official.
Okay. Okay, you're good. You're good.
See you, man. See you. I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Thank you. You're a great guy.
Amazing. I wanted to make sure you didn't get caught on camera.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's,
Holy shit.
Let's maybe walk down here. Here's the thing. Whenever we get near the crowd... Okay, whenever we get near the crowd, it begins to drop a bit. Should we loop back around over here?
I think this, because we're in an intersection, yeah, we're able to get more
bandwidth. Yo, very quickly, we have 17,000 people watching live. I appreciate every single person who's here spending time with me. We're on the ground with Chris Mowry. What does your shirt say? No convicted felon for president. It's a bit too late, bro. Is this from the election season?
It is from the election season. I don't have an updated shirt. I'm sorry. I still wanted to show up, show my support, but...
I
need new shirts.
I come with a shirt. It's like, don't let Elon Musk start Doge. It's a little bit too late for that.
It's a little late. But it's okay. It's okay. We keep fighting.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you've been out here.
Yep.
And also, this is amazing. In Chicago, there are people wrapped around this building. But then there's also a street a few streets over. There's another crowd.
Really?
On the street. Yeah. So we've got multiple protests going.
This crowd over here, like, I pushed through that entire thing. Insane.
Just to find me? Yeah. That's so sweet.
That's right. Always to find Adam.
We were walking over to that crowd, but then all the phones makes the connection drop, our theory.
Yeah,
we're just chilling over here talking to people. I think the diversity in ages of this protest is something that's very, very solid. A lot of times when you think of people who get politically active or go vote, you can look at the stats. It's disproportionately older people who vote. But... we are now seeing young people get mobilized, especially this election. And here, I've seen so many young people, like 19-year-old dudes, 16-year-old girls. Like, literally some dude that was like 12 years old was holding a sign with his parents. Wow. People are out here mobilizing.
I agree 100%. There's tons of young people out here. Like, you could just see looking around. I never even thought about it until you said it, but yeah, like, you see college kids out here. I saw some Northwestern shirts here in, you know, Illinois. Some young people over there got a fuck Trump sign. I mean, yeah, it's good. It's a good turnout.
All right, let's run down what's happened over the past week, because I've been giving this explanation, and I want to get your thoughts on it.
Okay.
Here's how I'll start explaining it here. I think when we look at Los Angeles, and when we look at not only the Marines being deployed, the National Guard being deployed, but this was Trump's end goal, in my opinion. So I think they intentionally sent under-trained ICE agents into majority Latino neighborhoods to cause a ruckus. To these reckless deportations, they went nail salons. Just cruel, cruel deportations against people who are already following their court orders, people who are going to court in like 2 weeks. So after this happens, these initial deportations, these initial raids, small protests begin to pop up in Los Angeles. The protests were controlled. They weren't that big yet. Now, the LAPD had this under control. The reason they got inflamed because Trump then began to direct the people around him, Tom Holman, Kristi Noem, all of them, go on Fox News, go on Twitter, and begin to use escalatory rhetoric. So now you can see clips of Tom Holman on Fox News saying, Governor Newsom might be arrested. These protesters might be arrested. That escalates things. So then, going back to the small protests on the ground, they hear about this, and the protests begin to grow. Of course there will be agitators off to the side. Of course people will be like lighting Waymos on fire, whatever. Those people, we can push away. But the vast majority of people were there peacefully, and Trump continues to escalate. So after the protests get bigger, that's when Trump tweets out, the National Guard is coming. What do you think that does? Does that quell things, or does that escalate things?
No, right.
Immediately begins to escalate further. Off the back of that, we have live streams, protests that are being live streamed everywhere, and then the Marines are deployed. And that brings us to Donald Trump intentionally escalating so that he could mobilize the Marines and the National Guard. What are your quick thoughts? And then we'll do an interview.
Yeah, I think it's beautifully said. And again, like, it's stunning to me, even as a young person, that people don't realize, like, the point of one of the things the President of the United States should be doing is tampering things down.
De-escalating.
Not, you know, de-escalating, not exploding things. And to your point, all of that is probably accurate. And as it's happening, not only is Trump always interested in trying to, like, crush dissent and expand his executive authority, but he's also interested in igniting these flames so people aren't paying attention to literally what happened last week. Like, the top guy in the Trump administration drops out, says he's in the Epstein files, says his bill is terrible. It's a complete and total failure, and it's very helpful that in that he can very quickly point over here and say, hey, look, escalate the tensions, and everyone's paying attention over here, so nobody's paying attention to the fact that Elon Musk and Trump broke up. So, yeah, I think all of that's beautifully said.
The more I learn about this Trump guy, the less I like him. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I actually agree. I think I agree. Here,
we're going to do a quick interview, and then we'll hop back into you. Sir, I saw your sign over there,
and
I absolutely love it. It's just so perfect because you're saying what's on everybody's minds. Can you explain to me how you felt about the brazen, reckless deportations lately?
Well, it's ridiculous to be actually taking people who are here with legal status and taking it away from them and then attacking people for being illegal. He's doing that with people with DPS. He's doing that with students. And he's doing that with people that were admitted with parole. We have lots of neighbors who are recent migrants and who are working very hard, who came. I have a neighbor who's crippled because she was attacked in Venezuela because she wouldn't pay bribes to thugs that were aligned with the government, and she's got to worry about being deported with her two children and her husband. And then I have friends that have been here since childhood, and because Congress has been unable to deliver any kind of immigration reform, they're trapped, undocumented. And now Trump is saying, calling all of those people criminals. And it's absurd. They're contributing with their sweat. And we ought to have, as a nation, the courage to come up with solutions. And I'm talking Democrats as well as Republicans.
Oh, yeah. Biden could have been a bit more present at the border, in my opinion.
I'm not just talking about the border. Yeah, Democrats better pay attention.
But the system in place there needs to be reformed, right?
Yeah, of course it does. But you're not going to have solutions until you deal with people who are here in this country contributing for years and years and years. And Democrats are happy to give that lip service, while Republicans are happy to, you know, demonize hardworking people as criminals.
You know what I find uniquely disgusting, and you touched on this, is that people who are following the right procedures, who have a court date in 1 or 2 weeks, are still being targeted by the admin. And as you said, he then paints hardworking people who are following the procedures as criminals. So during the election cycle, I've been to like 50 different Trump rallies, because I would go and debate them, and I would push back about immigration, about Ukraine, and I would try to win them over a little bit. A lot of them are winnable, but, you know, they go to the rally and they hear Trump's BS. But here's the thing. They would repeatedly say, we only want to deport people who are here illegally and committing crimes. That's what it is. We only want the criminals to be gone. But then after Trump gains power, he begins to surgically target people with temporary protected status. He begins to surgically target people who are weeks away from a court date. Is my analysis there right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what's happening. I mean, in the last few weeks, he's removed temporary protected status from people who've been here for years from Nepal. I think he's of course done it to Venezuelans, to Cubans, to Nicaraguans. He's about to do it to Hondurans who've been here for as long as 35 years, unable to get a path to citizenship, and all of a sudden they become undocumented. I agree with you that, I mean, we've actually looked very closely at the polls. What's happening with people that voted for Trump is at an almost 80% margin of primary voters, Republican primary voters, they support citizenship for Dreamers. They're at 65% for long-term workers. So, yes, they want secure borders, Republicans. Yes. Yes, they want criminals out, and they support President Trump on that. But Republican primary voters want solutions. In other words, the American people want humane solutions, Democrats, independents, Republicans, and they do not want the deportation of people that are putting roofs on houses,
yep,
or harvesting radishes or serving coffee. It's ridiculous.
And now Trump is beginning to realize that. He sent out a post yesterday that said, I'm getting a lot of calls from our great farmers, and they're complaining that a lot of their best workers are being taken away. Trump is basically explicitly conceding that his deportation method was too aggressive. And it's insane. And what you're saying is right. When I go to these Trump rallies, it's kind of mind-boggling, because at an individual level, everybody there, this is going to sound, everybody there is largely rational and nice to me. There are, of course, going to be crazy people. But I've been at Trump rallies where it's just someone like my aunt or my uncle who is like, hey, you seem like you're cold. Take these gloves and let's talk about how we can fix the border. So it's like normal people. But then there's this mob mentality when you get in the Trump crowd and they begin to chant, lock them up or deport them all or whatever. So I think Democrats need to reach out there, try to talk to the voters who are winnable, people like the Republican primary voters that you're talking about, who agree that citizenship should be a viable pathway. So I guess the point is, a lot of times when you go online, it seems very grim, like every single Trump supporter is very vile. But as you said, at an individual level, a lot of people do understand the importance of citizenship.
You know something, your network speaks mainly to Democrats, and I would say, look, we have to reach out to people who are decent human beings, who may prioritize the border, who may be fierce about deporting criminals, but who want solutions, and who understand that the lady in Missouri who's working in the Waffle House is not a problem and ought to stay. And we ought to fight to reach those people and fight to build a coalition, yep, that will be humane and win solutions. Of course the president knows it. He works in hotels.
Yep.
His hotels are filled with people who are immigrants, who have temporary protected status, who are undocumented, just like he knows it about the farm workers. So we are succeeding in pushing back,
yep,
against the horrific mass deportations that Stephen Miller and maybe 20% of the Trump base really despise all immigrants and want them all out of here. That's a minority position even in the Republican Party. Let's make common cause and let's get solutions.
Very, very well said. And yeah, any final thoughts before I let you go?
No.
I just want to have my final thoughts are, I really agree with what you said about coalition building. And when there are people who show they have a shred of humanity or decency, we should reach across the aisle. A lot of times on our side, I see problems. I see problems with people, I don't know about our side, I'm a Democrat. A lot of times on my side, our side.
You can assume that. I might be a little bit further.
It's okay, yeah. So a lot of times when I see people, they try to shut down anybody who disagrees with them, even ever so slightly. Somebody could agree on 80% of issues, but, you know, think differently on one thing. And people on my side are often like, yo, get out of here. We don't want you, you crazy person. It's like, no. This is an opportunity to bring people into the coalition. Not Nazis. I'm not talking about Nazis. I'm talking about people with empathy, of course. So thank you for saying that, coalition building. And thanks for chatting.
Thank you very much. What's your name?
My name is Adam Mockler.
Adam
Mockler? My producer can give you a card.
Okay.
I don't know where he went, but...
Thank you very much.
Thank you for chatting.
I know about you because my daughter told me about your podcast. And
really?
So I thought, okay, I better start paying attention to what people her age are listening to.
Thank Midas you. Touch is a network that I work for and absolutely killer. Thank you so much for being here, man. And I love the sign, too. Amazing sign. Yeah, you want to chat?
Yeah, man. It's really nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. What's your name?
My name's Ben.
Ben.
From Chicago.
Thanks for hopping on camera, man. What does your sign say?
Happy birthday to you.
I love it.
You know who we're talking about here?
Yeah. Don't have to name any names, but it's implied.
I've been dropping likes and leaving blue hearts on you, man.
Dude, I appreciate that more than you know. Yeah. That means so much. Tell me,
all of Midas. Yep.
What issue is the top of your mind? What brings you out here the most?
The ice, man, is like nothing I have ever seen in this country. I have immigrants near and dear to my heart. I work with immigrants, and this is not the way to go, America. Not at all. Like, if you're not in that situation, picture yourself being where all of your belongings, all of your loved ones, everything is left behind, and you're dumped somewhere where you've never been before. That's not the way to go.
The crazy part is the Latinos for Trump owner, one of the co-founders, came out recently and admonished Trump and said, we can't be targeting people who are following the proper procedures. There are people 1 or 2 weeks away from a court date that they've been waiting for years. And what ICE does is they target those people who are like weeks
away. They go to the courthouse.
They go to the courthouse.
You're doing everything exactly right. And, I mean, I know people that are going through this. And, you know, they put time, they put energy, they put money, they put blood, sweat, and tears to just be a part of America and live amongst you. And, you know, like, have that opportunity and doing nothing wrong. You know what? There's bad apples with white people. There's bad apples with everybody. There's, you know, don't put it on everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the middle ground. If there is somebody here illegally who has committed a repeated slew of crimes, and you can prove that in a court with due process, we're not going to object getting a criminal, an actual criminal, but you can't generalize and say that people who are working at nail salons or people who are working at hotels are criminals. Because then you create this heated environment. And it leads directly to what we saw this morning, where Democratic lawmakers were shot. Now, maybe not the anti-immigrant rhetoric, but the rhetoric this admin uses leads to an escalatory nature. Can I ask you, what would you say to any Republicans who are listening? As you said, you want them to add some empathy and put themselves through. What would you say to Republicans who are just lacking empathy right now?
I think what we need to go back to is not treating politics like it's a sports. You know, like it just got ridiculous. It blew up. I mean, people used to talk, John McCain, you know, Obama, stuff like that. There's perfect examples of all of that. When I grew up, I was talking to some of your people earlier. It's like, I'm 43, and you guys, you know, I watch you guys, and you guys are younger, and I love that because there's plenty of old people that are still running this. It's not America today, and it's not the way it's supposed to be. You know, we don't have to watch C-SPAN and watch Marjorie just bam, 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 in your face, like, pump the brakes, you know, because take a look around, you know, more people are watching this than the military parade.
Yep, exactly. Actually, we're absolutely rolling the military parade, not only with this turnout, but we have turnout in all 50 states.
I don't even know what's going on there.
Nobody knows, nobody cares. We had like 20,000 people watching. That means 20,000 people that aren't paying attention to the military parade. Exactly. So it's a good use.
Not that I don't love the military.
The military, and I think the Democrats should be pro-military, show that we are pro-veteran, we like the American flag. There are certain things Democrats shouldn't be scared to reclaim. You know what I mean?
The veterans are getting pounced on right
now. Yeah.
You know? And that's not how we should treat them.
I think the U.S. military is a good thing.
Yeah.
And I will always say to people who are super far left and think we need to, like, abolish the military or whatever, no. the military is a solid thing, but we just can't have authoritarian leaders controlling it and sending it to other states.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about Elon Musk. Speaking of turning this into a sport, or like a WWE match, what do you think about the WWE-esque blow-up on Twitter about a week ago?
Well, the Department of Education's got the Linda McMahon, so I don't know.
True, literally WWE.
I apologize. What was your question?
How do you feel about the WWE-type blow-up that we saw with Elon Musk, Trump?
I mean, that day, I was watching you guys. Every single new tweet that happened, I'm texting my wife. I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on, but man, I think, a point quick to make, isn't all this ICE stuff and border stuff, isn't it about drugs? And we haven't even tried to contact the providers for Elon Musk?
Yeah, literally. Who is providing Elon Musk the drugs? And if we don't want drug dealers coming over the border, why are we allowing them in the White House?
Exactly.
It's insane.
I don't know.
Thank you so much for chatting with us, man.
It's really nice. I'm going to keep watching you. Everybody do.
Thank you, man. Take it easy. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
You want to chat?
Yeah, for sure.
Let's do it.
How are you?
Chris, you want to hop in?
No, you can
go. That's your backpack, so don't forget. Okay. You can stand right here.
Okay, perfect.
What's your name?
I'm Demi Palachuk.
And say that one more time, Demi?
Yeah, Demi Palachuk.
Do you live in Chicago?
I do. I'm the 46th Ward Democratic President.
Really?
Yes.
Well, thank you for being out here. Thank you for your presence. Before we even begin, can I see what your shirt says?
Yes. It's just a bunch of dog butts, and it's all of, like, it's Trump and all of his friends, and it just says that they're assholes.
A bunch of assholes. Let's see. I'm assuming that's Ted Cruz.
Yes.
Elon Musk. J.D. Vance.
Yep.
Donald Trump. Mitch McConnell. Jim Jordan.
Yes.
Lindsey Graham.
Yes.
Matt Gaetz.
Yes,
interesting.
Matt. I feel like Matt Gaetz could be bigger, but it's
Matt Gaetz should be a little bit. He's a huge asshole.
He's
so.
Huge asshole.
What about this sign?
If not dictator... Why shape like dictator?
Why dictator shape?
And little hands, obviously.
I love it.
And I'm in the military, so I had to show a tank.
Why does he have such big lips, though? Because he's always yapping?
Yeah, and they're dry as fuck.
Yeah. So, on a more serious note,
yeah.
Over the past 6 months, what's been on the top of your mind issue-wise?
I mean, everything. Like, from women's rights. Again, like I said, I'm in the military, so I have a lot of trans soldiers who are now getting kicked out. Some have a ribbon rack 10 times bigger than anyone I've ever seen, and you're just gonna make them leave.
Yeah.
Also, he got rid of all of our sexual harassment precautions and safeties, so there's like not really anyone to report sexual harassment to right now, or equal opportunity issues. So if you're harassed, it's just gonna be a thing, right?
That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I read about that, but it's just insane that Trump, in this top-down manner, was able to influence so much social change that we are now reverting back to like 70 years ago and how her. Maybe not even 70, like 20 years ago, and how harassment policies were. What's your message to young women in America, or women of any age, who feel like it's been grim lately?
I mean, we need you out here. We need, like, silence is compliance. We need everybody on the ground. We need everyone door knocking for candidates. We need to get them out. There's a lot of things that we can be doing. Join all your local organizations. It's a quick Google or Instagram search, TikTok search. Like, we're all over, and we just need bodies. We need hands.
Can you tell me a little bit about the local organizations you're involved in and what you guys do? Because I've been wanting to go to more local orgs and get involved and be hands-on. Let me know, like, how can I help?
Yeah, I actually think you're in my ward if you're up north.
Really?
Someone just told me that you're...
We'll talk about it off-stream, where I live.
Totally. So, basically, what we do is get the vote out. We make sure all of our voters are educated in what they're, like... Either side, we're going to be non-biased, but obviously we're pretty biased with what's going on. But just making sure everyone has the resources they have. If it's a senior citizen, they don't know where to go, or they need a ride, we'll do that. If we're getting younger people registered to vote, we'll do that as well. So, and then we do a lot of fun events, too. We do a lot of pride events. We do a lot of drag bingo, women's rights events. Any event we do, we're always helping our community. So we make sandwiches, because a lot of our neighbors are scared to leave their homes right now.
That is absolutely scary. Let's talk about deportation. I keep saying this, but one of the things that pisses me off a lot, I mean, everything pisses me off, but there are a few stories of, not a few, there are a lot of stories of people a few weeks away from their court dates, following the processes, about to get some sort of status, and then Trump and ICE target people who are on the verge of going through the right process. How do you feel about this lack of due process and this aggressive deportation lately?
I mean, it's disgusting and illegal and terrifying, and also that's not... I mean, I'm from Southern Illinois, so I know, I see Facebook, I see all their arguments, it's not like, that's not true.
Yeah.
That's just propaganda,
yep.
And you've fallen for it.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing it the legal way, they came here on visas,
yep.
And if they didn't, I actually don't care, because it's on stolen land.
So, and I just believe in helping everybody. I don't know why that's so insane.
You know what's funny? I keep saying this, but I've been to a bunch of Trump rallies because what part of my job is I go there, I debate people, I try to pull them a little bit over to our side. Whenever I'm talking to Trump supporters, I have hundreds of hours of footage of them largely being nice people, but they're like, anybody who's brown, deport them. I don't care, deport them. It's very hateful. When I came here, we saw someone waving like a big heart flag. And then we asked them, what do you want? They're like, we just want everyone to love everybody. And then you're like, we just want peace. We just want people to love each other. I feel like there is a fundamental, you know, dichotomy between how the two sides operate. And I guess if you watch Fox News, you only see one video of like a Waymo car burning and you think everybody on the left just burns Waymo cars. But this is more indicative of how people on the left think, right?
I mean, yes. Like, we've thought everything out here. We have porta potties, which I know that they make them go, like, walk 2 miles to use a restroom at any of their rallies. But yeah, we are here to make everyone feel safe and inclusive, and everyone is welcome and invited. And, I mean, that's also why I left religion completely, because, like, all the religions, that's what they teach, and then you're not doing that. You just left on Sunday, and now you're happy that a child got, you know, ripped up at the border.
Yep.
That's disgusting.
Yep. So. It's insane, antithetical to Christianity, and it feels like there's a top-down level of cruelty that we're seeing where a lot of Trump supporters or of Mark a decade ago, he wasn't the same person. Marco Rubio was like a nice dude. He was normal. Yeah. He's now this cruel, vile creature, and I think it's because of Trumpism, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's like the biggest concern for me in a leadership position is I'm not a teacher. How do I teach empathy?
Yeah.
I don't know how to teach empathy. I just have always had that, and I've always worried about other people.
I guess it's leading by example, maybe. Like, at that age, I think a lot of the times that I learned empathy that stick out to me is when my mom would teach me by example, or say like, hey, in that situation you're seeing right there, think about how that person feels, and instilling that in their most formative years, or I guess just using examples that are really close to home. Like, if you start talking to them about like deportations, they'll be lost. But if you're like, you know that homeless person you saw on the street, I remember this, when I was young, I saw a homeless person, my mom was explaining to me how to have empathy and how to like think about this, and it's just, but I'm not telling you how to teach kids empathy, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I don't, it's their hard. Parents couldn't do it, I don't know if we gotta try though, you know?
True. You can indoctrinate them with like books about trans sex.
I don't know why we can't just unplug Fox. If like they didn't get fed this, they would have no idea what to do. They're not gonna read a book, you know? So.
Shit, maybe we do need books in children's classrooms radicalizing them.
Wild to have a library, right?
Yeah, for real. Thank you so much for chatting.
Thank you. Appreciate
you for being out here.
Yeah, thank you for everything. I'm gonna give you my card too.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah, let's do it. Sorry, what's up?
What are you recording for?
We are live on YouTube right now. You want to chat?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. Let's have this in the background. We are currently live.
Okay.
We run a pro-democracy channel, so we're out here just interviewing people about why they're here.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name's Shawnee.
Shawnee. Yes. And I want to ask you, I guess let's just start here. Over the past 6 months, what issue has been on the forefront of your mind?
The Medicare and cutting the cost of that and everything, because it personally has affected me.
Can you explain how this will affect millions and millions of Americans and millions of vulnerable Americans?
Well, I'm 27 and I have chronic health issues that I can't get medicine for currently because of what happened. So I can only imagine what people older, twice, three, four times my age, deal with. Because when I don't get that medicine, and even though I'm young, I still need that medicine in order to just do daily life activities. Because when I don't have that medicine, I end up in the hospital.
I'm sorry about that. And the crazy thing is, too, is that while Republicans are stripping away Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security from millions of Americans, a lot of that money seems to be redistributed to people like Elon Musk, or the richest of the rich. How does that make you feel?
It pisses me off, because I work four different jobs just to get by and make a living and have enough money just to be able to enjoy life. So I just think that when people who have more money just keep taking more, it's very greedy and very selfish, and they just don't think about people like us who are the reason that money is even circulated around.
And the most insulated people in the country are making the decisions. So Elon's a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is a billionaire. People in his cabinet are billionaires. I don't understand why they have the goal to cut Medicare, Medicaid, or U.S. aid, like, across the globe and hurt millions of people when they are insulated from all of the consequences. So I guess, what message would you have to people who felt like the past few months have been grim and they want a little bit of hope?
pray. Pray to God. Just pray, because praying is the reason I'm still on this earth. And honestly, no matter what you believe in, just know that, like, even though all this is going on and it sucks, it's, like, so bad, that there's going to be brighter days ahead. And I just pray to God we get through this quicker than we need to.
This is a decently bright day. I don't mean literally. I mean, like, we have a bunch
The sun came out.
Literally, the sun came out. But we also have a bunch of like-minded people walking around. I see young people. I see old people. I see a diverse amount of people. All with the same like-minded goal of stopping fascism. No kings. Stop taking away Medicaid and Medicare. And I think that is a hopeful sign, right?
I think that diversity here today, because there's a lot of protests in Chicago that don't have a lot of diversity. I think this is the most diverse one. And everyone's just... like, no, this is not okay. We don't have kings. We are America. This is not across the ocean. We don't do kings here. We have a system. Go by it or demolish the entire thing.
Everyone is just so loving, too. There was someone with a sign earlier that said, just protect our neighbors, right?
Yeah.
Now, when you look at the signs that Republicans hold up, it's like, mass deportation now. Get them all out. We don't want any of them. And here, it's just like, let's love each other. There's just such an interesting dichotomy.
Because love is what keeps everyone together, no matter what you look like, no matter what color your skin is. Love is the one thing that all humans can agree on and that we all experience. So we all know love is like our, I think love is human's first language. Other than English, other than any type of language, love is the first language, because you learn love before you can even learn how to talk.
Yep. Very, very well said. And now Trump is kind of like damaging the instinctual love that people have built up in them, because then you go to these rallies and you hear people chanting mass deportations and it feels like you lose empathy. Trump supporters lose empathy. So I guess final question is, let me think about this carefully. My final question is, how are you going to spend the next few years to make sure that, you know, you're fighting fascism in every way?
I think everyone should be treated equally. I'm very big on that. I'm very big on this giving love to everyone no matter what. There's a lot going on in the world, and I think love is something that everybody just needs right now, and we really need to focus on what we need to be able just to enjoy life, so we don't have to. We shouldn't have to come together like this for people to hear our voice. We should just be heard and respected and just loved for the jump, and America could be great if we just love and respect each other.
That's what makes America great. Thank you so much for chatting.
Thank you. That was great.
Enjoy the rest of the day. And
thank you, too.
Yeah. We are going to head... Oh, what's up? Oh, sweet. You want to talk?
Yeah,
of course.
Okay, of course.
What's your name?
Lupe. Guadalupe Rivera.
Lupe. First of all, let's start by reading off your sign.
Yeah, so I have, it says ICE, and it means state-sanctioned kidnappings, and they're kidnapping children. I'm a teacher, so this is really important to me, especially here in Chicago. We've been seeing ICE show up in front of our schools, kidnapping parents, and even kidnapping children when they're going to the, just down the block to meet with their parents. So it's terrifying, and I'm really happy that you guys are out here bringing national attention to this, and I'm happy that people all across the nation are gathered today to protest Trump and let him know that this is not okay and that we're not going to stand for his fascism.
Well, thank you for being out here as well. And what message would you have to Republicans who are watching about empathy? Because I feel like there's a fundamental lack of empathy when looking at these things, when seeing kids being torn apart. What would your message be?
You know, I teach social emotional learning. So one of the things that I teach my students is that you don't have to like everybody, but you do know how to have to, you have to know how to play well with each other, and you have to be respectful, and you have to accept that people are going to be here no matter what. So they need to learn how to play well with others.
The ability to place yourself in other people's shoes and just think about how this is from their perspective, I think, is incredibly, incredibly important. And it seems like that's just lost among a lot of Republicans.
Absolutely. They see things happening to other people. When they were detaining all the farmers, they didn't care. But now that it's affecting their wallet, oh, now they're interested, and now they want to make some changes.
Now,
that's not how it works.
Now Trump comes out saying, I've been getting some calls from my farmers who are a little bit not pleased. Dude, you've been saying for months you were going to do this aggressive deportation. Now you're backing down, or chickening out, if you want to say.
Yeah, he has a goal of 3,000 people a day. I don't know who he thinks is going to be doing all the other jobs that hardworking migrants and residents and citizens are doing. That's who he's supporting, not just undocumented people, but also citizens.
And that's why we're seeing nail salons or elementary schools or, you know, work sites being raided, because they have to meet that quota of 3,000. This arbitrary quota that basically just leads to more aggression, right?
Yeah, well, and that's why they're picking up everybody and anybody, yep. regardless of their status, because they're trying to meet some number, and indiscriminately, they're going to be picking up people left and right, unfortunately.
Well, it seems like the Trump administration is underwater on every single issue, and immigration is now one of those. Deportations is now one of those. That's one of the issues that the Trump admin had an edge on, I would say. Now it's gone. They're underwater on it, and that's because we're out here. So thank you for being out here so much.
Thank you guys, too. I hope you have a great day. Be safe.
Thank you. You as well. We are headed to Trump Tower, because apparently they're protesting outside Trump Tower.
I see a pack real quick.
Might be out of battery.
This city would be, it might be the prettiest city in the United States. It just moved here from Georgia.
Was it off?
And the thing is, when you look at this skyline, it is so gorgeous, 10 out of 10, except those giant Trump letters. It literally ruins the whole skyline. I'm telling you, like, I look out all the time. I walk the river, and I'm like, God, this place would truly be the most beautiful place in the world. But somebody, I'm not saying you should do this, but if those letters, those big Trump letters on Trump Tower were removed, it'd be a good thing. But I know that there's a lot of big protests going on around Trump Tower today, and I think that's where we're headed, right?
We're about to go there with a ladder, and we're going to remove the letters.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. We're going with a ladder. Midas Touch is removing... No,
the letters from
That's
the Trump
right.
Tower.
That's right. Listen, if you really quick, I'm going to interrupt Adam again. My name is Chris Mowry. You might have seen me on Adam's channel before. You guys have shown so much love. And if you haven't already, double tap.
Oh, yeah.
Double tap this live stream. It helps push it out. Maybe share it to like a friend or a family member. And if you're watching, you see our videos, we want you to know two things. Number one, we love you so much. We appreciate you. And number two, make sure you subscribe down below.
Sometimes subscribe down below and look up Chris Mowry on YouTube. Subscribe
you
down
guys,
below.
You guys have shown so much love. I just hit 40,000 subscribers,
Let's
which is
fucking
insane.
Go.
I was literally at like 8,000 the other day. So you guys are incredible. I love each and every one of you.
So we're going to walk the Trump Tower. Let's just cut through the crowd, I'd say. It might cut off for 1 minute.
Yeah, I can show you like, because that's like, actually, I don't want to sit
on. No. Let's go walk the Trump Tower.
Okay. Yeah, if we cut.
Oh, we can go this way?
Yeah, if we cut, I think we should take a long. If we cut that way, we'll definitely lose it. I think if we go the long way like this.
Yeah.
Once we get to the river, we should have no issues.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're walking to Trump Tower because they're protesting. So if you're watching now, stay tuned for the next 10 to 15 to 20 to 30 to 40 to 45 minutes because we are about to go to Trump Tower.
Adam, let me ask you a question really
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, what's up?
I had a couple people come up to me. Now that, you know, most of my content is short form, TikTok, Instagram, stuff like that, and I've been on YouTube now doing stuff with you, and some people came up to me literally while you were interviewing people, and were asking me about kind of the plan for this channel, uplifting Gen Z voices, and I've been telling people, like, we're in it for the long haul, right? This isn't just, like, 2026.
No.
It's not just 2028. Like, we're really trying to, like, build something here to, like, punch back against MAGA. I know I say it in, like, literally every video I've put on the channel, but... Got any thoughts on that? People have been asking.
Yeah, the theory behind it is, during the last election, we kind of got swept off our feet by MAGA media. You have people like Charlie Kirk or Joe Rogan relentlessly spreading every single issue. So when something happens, let's say the arrest of Senator Padilla, you have all these right-wing channels immediately controlling the narrative, and we don't have the response to that. So what we're doing is building a network. We're calling it Mockler Media, something like that. The Mockler Method. I think Mockler Media is better. What do you guys think in chat? Do you guys like Mockler Media?
Mockler Media. How about... I don't know. I was trying to think of something funny. I wasn't going to be able to think of it.
You were just going
to
say a dirty joke or something. Yeah. But here's the thing. What we're going to do is build a system where we're able to push back and rapid respond to everything. We're able to punch back against MAGA in a way that they can't expect it. So whether it's us doing debates, us doing breaking news videos, or live streams like this, where 15,000, someone told me we had 30,000 people watching earlier, which means that we are pulling like prime time numbers. Sorry, it's gonna get loud. Okay, sorry, the train went over us. You asked for a Chicago live stream, and you get all of Chicago, including the trains. So, sorry, to continue, what we're doing with Mockler Media, if you want to become a member and support Mockler Media, be much appreciated. We're just scaling. We're expanding. We're building something that is so ruthless, relentless, fast, lean, mean, a media machine that cannot be beat. Yes, nobody
lean,
can fucking beat this.
Mean machine Mockler Media, MMM.
First, we're going to go throw cameraman Nate off the river. That's
Nate, we're throwing you off the river, buddy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I'm
you guys get to come with
guys,
us.
Show some love in the comments for the cameraman.
Cameraman Nate is walking.
He's killing it. Having to walk backwards.
He's walking backwards
through insane crowds right now. We got 13K strong. Look at all these amazing comments.
Yeah, you guys are the best.
You guys are the best. I can't speak. 37K at one point, someone says.
Yeah, we had 37K. I think it got disrupted because the Wi-Fi went down and like 10K people left. But which we probably could have hit 40.
Yeah.
But to continue, let's cross over there and see what's going on at Trump Tower.
Oh, yeah, it's like right here.
Should we grab some drinks on the river in between this and...
That's right, that's right.
You said it. You're the one that asked.
I did not say that. You said that.
Yo, look at...
I should be live on TikTok, too, and I should also be...
Look, show the view.
Wow. That is incredible. So this is what I'm talking about. Well,
you
can't see it yet, but
let's
truly,
walk over here a little bit.
Truly, one of like the prettiest cities in the country, maybe the prettiest city, at least for a few months when it's warm. The problem is that when you come see this amazing view, it's going to be interjected by this shitty guy's name, Trump.
Yeah.
It's a terrible name. So that's why Adam and I are on the way right now with the ladder. We are going to...
Remove the letters.
We're going to remove the letters from Trump Tower.
No, we're not going to do that. We're just going to rearrange them, if anything. We're just going to rearrange them. It's going to say...
quick on your feet, go!
Pump.
Nice, no, nice.
We don't have two P's
Nice,
left.
Nice.
We only have one
P. That was
P.
good, Adam. That was great. Wow, dude. This is... How many people do you think are here? It's got to be... I mean, they suspected 10, but 10K, but there's got to be... I mean, there's a lot of people.
I'd say in the 10K ballpark, but the thing is the protest goes all the way down the street. Let's stop right here for a minute. The protest goes all the way down the street, and there are like multiple streets that are covered. You want to sit here for a sec?
Right, yeah. Sorry. Dude, there's so many good signs. I'm just analyzing.
Maybe now that we're
signs.
Out in the open, we can join the crowd.
Well, that's the plan. Wait, make sure you guys
ride home with the best sign. Yeah, let's hear it. Let's see it.
Check these out.
Best sign?
No kings.
That is cool. Yo.
Damn.
That artwork is insane.
Three 3 feet wide, 4 feet tall.
Wow. That is incredible.
Yeah. Wow. They did a pretty decent job.
Dude, thanks for showing us that, man.
For the people that didn't get to see, people were holding all these boards that had, like, cards on them, like the Ace of Spades or the Joker, but all of them said, what's that, like, Trump's, what did it say on there? No king. It was, like, the king card. I don't know. I'm butchering it.
No, you're fine. Sorry. I'm sorry. There's all guys. We're getting a little overstimulated here, trying to garner our surroundings. Yeah, those were really cool. It was basically this really impressive artwork that said like an ace, you know, like playing cards, one with you know an ace, a king, obviously no kings. The artwork was just like out of this world. Out of this world.
We might be able to join the crowd without things getting.
Give me one second. Can I?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yo, we're still here, guys. We're about to join the crowd. Okay. How many kings? No kings. Should we join?
Yeah.
Look at that big sign right there. Holy shit. Wait, let's get this sign.
Guys, Chicago is alive. This no kings protest. How are we feeling?
Amazing.
I watch you all the time.
Thank you. I appreciate that more than you know.
This guy's amazing.
No foe king way. I like it.
I like it.
Thanks for being out here, man. All right. We're about to walk.
Oh my. Whoa, what is this?
Look at this. Only in Chicago. Okay.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for being here.
Up, man. Thank you.
Thank you for being here, man. I appreciate more than you. Look at this. Okay. Blue hearts for cameraman Nate walking backwards through the crowd. What's up?
Hi. How are you?
How you doing? Nice to meet you.
I love you.
What's your name?
Karen.
Karen. You're on camera. Do you want to say what's up?
Yes.
What brought you out here, Karen?
Oh, what brought me out here?
Yeah.
Well, you brought me out here.
Ooh.
We're not up with kings. We already fought fascists in World War II. We overtook a mad king.
Yep.
Way back when. We are not down with this. And so we're out here using our power, our voices, because we, the people, have the power. Not the mad king occupying the White House.
You know, he's doing an absolutely pathetic display in D.C. right now with Marine or military parades and tanks. But we are out here, millions of us, not here, but across the country, millions of people across the country with like-minded beliefs about democracy, about anti-fascism, all mobilizing. I don't think he can keep up. I think Trump's going to crater his approval rating over the next few weeks.
I think so, too, and he's scared, and that's what we're seeing now. There's all this desperation, you know, the on again, off again, you know, tariffs, you know, the mass deportations. Him, you know, he's Taco King. And, you know, he chickens out on everything, the tariffs. Now he's backtracking on the deportations. But, you know, the thing of it is, Adam, the damage is done.
Yeah.
He already has done so much damage to this country. And, I mean, I do believe that, you know, it's like a weed. When you have a new weed that's sprouting up, if you get it right away, right, that's how you get rid of it.
Yep.
If you let it grow and those roots go deep, it's a lot harder. So I urge everybody out there, get out here with us. Now, this is your country. This is our country and our democracy. We have the power as long as we all unite together and fight for it.
That was powerful. You're better than like half the politicians in our party at mobilizing people.
Thank you. And I have True Blue Politics podcast. We'd love to have you on sometime.
Let me know.
Okay, I'll reach out.
So when it comes to Elon Musk, what have been your thoughts about this feud that broke out about a week ago?
You know, I'm wondering if it's a little bit of theater. You know, just for the drama.
On Elon's part, I think it is. I think he's being theatrical, but I think Trump is a little bit pissed off that Elon said that.
I think he is because he's a little man with little hands and a thin skin.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing of it is, there's a lot of distractions out there, Adam, and the reality is Project 2025 is real.
Yep.
It's a 920-page manifesto that got started at the end of the 70s under the Heritage Foundation, and they just found the next Republican president to fulfill what they wanted to do.
Yep.
So this has been going on for a long time with the Republicans. And now they've got the guy that's going to carry it out. And my fear is, because now you have Russell Vought.
Yep.
He's in there now, taking over for Doge, right, for Elon. And then you've got Holman. I mean, they're carrying it out. They've already gone through, 100 and something.
Really quickly, did you hear about the Minnesota lawmakers that were shot this morning?
And it's devastating and it's scary. This should not be happening. But you know, when they
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.